Come on down, boys and girls. At this time, it's Kids Corner. Ginger Bartlett will bring us Kids Corner this morning.
Children, how are you this morning? I've got a little story that I'd like to read with you this morning. The name of it is All Wrong, Mrs. Bear. Mrs. Bear was a cross old thing. She was never very happy. She was always frowning and growling and snarling. She was unhappy because of the way she looked. Her thick brown fur was too heavy. Her teeth were too big. Her claws were too long and frightening. I'm made all wrong, she growled to herself as she went grumbling along through the forest. As she was walking, she met Robert Rabbit coming up out of his house in the ground. Huh, growled Mrs. Bear, just look at you. You're made all wrong. You're so little that you can't even fight for yourself. You have to live in a house in the ground where it's dark and cold. Robert Rabbit just smiled. Good morning, Mrs. Bear. I'm very glad to be a rabbit. I'm so little I can hide almost anywhere. I live in a house in the ground so that dogs can't find me. For me, it's a fine house. Besides, Mrs. Bear, didn't you know? God made me the way I am. And God does everything right. Well, goodbye, Mr. Rabbit, said Mrs. Bear, and she went stomping away. Soon she met Billy Frog sitting on a rock beside the pond. Huh, growled Mrs. Bear, just look at you. You're made all wrong. Your back legs are much longer than your front legs. Your skin is green, and it has dark spots on it. You're the funniest looking animal in the forest. Billy Frog just smiled. Good morning, Mrs. Bear, he said. I'm very glad to be a frog. My back legs are so long that I can swim fast and I can jump a long way. My skin's green so that I look just like the grass and weeds around the pond. That makes it easy for me to hide from the animals who would like to eat me. Besides, Mrs. Bear, didn't you know? God made me the way I am, and God does everything right. Well, goodbye, Billy Frog, said Mrs. Bear, and she just went grumbling and stumbling away. Soon, she met Orville Owl sitting in a hole in a tree. Huh, growled Mrs. Bear, just look at you. You're made all wrong. You sleep all day and you fly around in the dark at night. Your eyes are too big and you got a pointed beak. Orville Owl just smiled. Good morning, Mrs. Bear, he said. I'm very glad to be now. I sleep all day while the little mice are busy in their houses. At night I can catch them because they can't see me. My eyes are made so that I can see in the dark. My beak is pointed so that I can hold on to my food. Besides, Mrs. Bear, didn't you know? God made me the way I am, and God does everything right. Well, goodbye, Mr. Owl, said Mrs. Bear, and she just went grumbling and growling and stomping off through the forest. Huh, she growled to herself. I wonder if God made me the way I am, too. I'm not pretty at all. And no one wants to be my friend because of my long, sharp claws and my big teeth. Mrs. Bear began to cry. Robert Rabbit heard her crying, and he hopped over to her. Billy Frog heard her crying, and he jumped along until he got there. Orville Owl heard her crying and flew down from his tree to see what was the matter. Mrs. Bear, why are you crying? They all ask. Because I'm made all wrong. I have a big old fur coat and long sharp teeth and claws, and no one wants to be my friend. And then she just cried harder. Robert Rabbit said, I'd like to be your friend, Mrs. Bear. Billy Frog said, I'd like to be your friend too. Orville Owl said, I'd like very much to be your friend. Mrs. Bear stopped crying, and she looked at the other animals. Would you really like to be my friend, even if I'm made all wrong? Well, you're not all wrong, Mrs. Bear, said Robert Rabbit. God gave you those big teeth to scare away hunters. And God gave you those big paws and claws so you could get the honey out of those bee trees, said Billy Frog. And God gave you a thick coat of fur to keep you warm all winter long while you sleep, said Orville Owl. And besides, Mrs. Bear, said all the animals together, didn't you know? Yes, I know, said Mrs. Bear with a happy smile. God made me the way I am, and God does everything right. Now, I think the moral of this story is this. God doesn't make mistakes, does he? Every one of you guys are made very special. You know what? You've got blue eyes. You've got brown hair and brown eyes. Some of us have dark skin. Some of us have light skin. Some of us are thin. Some of us are, well, I don't know whether God's responsible for that or not. But in any case, God made us the way we are, and he loves you all. You're all very special to him, just the way you are. So be very glad that God made you the way you are, okay? Now, today, I've got some little mama bears, and they're the edible kind. So get you all a sack as you go sit down with your parents, okay? There you go. Oh, you want to just reach in and get you some? Yeah, get you some.
Our song of praise as the children take up formations and apportionments is You Shine. It's on the screen in the insert.